not everything or everyone who has Christian lingo or writes prayers are really Christians. And it would be most unfortunate to leave this world and get over there in eternity and find out you were never a child of God. Some people will say they belong to a church. Belonging to a church does not make you a child of God. It takes more than that. It's simple, but it's more than that. Praise the Lord. Jesus said that in that day, some of you will say, "But you taught in our streets." Hallelujah. He says, and he will say to them, "I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that walk iniquity." Praise the Lord. So what is the beginning of our Christian walk? Romans chapter 10, verse 1. It says, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge." So it's possible to be zealous for God and for the things of God, but not do it according to God's prescribed manner. Hallelujah. Or according to what is proper, according to insight. Hallelujah. Proper insight. Verse 3. It says, "For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God." So there is a righteousness of God, and there are other kinds of righteousness. Amen? And if you try to establish it by your own righteousness, you would have walked away from God's righteous standard. Praise the Lord Jesus. So there is a righteousness that is of God, and we are supposed to submit to it to be Christians. If it didn't start off as a mango tree, it will not produce mango fruit. So stop bothering the fruit. Why are you not producing mango? It was not a mango tree in the first instance. So it says, "For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth." Christ is the end of the law of Moses, not the end of laws. You know, some people read it like this, that Christ is the end of any law for righteousness. Hallelujah. But we'll say any other law for righteousness. Let's go back to verse 4. "For Christ is the end of the law of Moses for righteousness." There is a New Testament and there's an Old Testament. The Old Testament contains the law and the prophets. Praise the Lord. Now, that is what the natural Jew has. Now, Jesus came on the scene and brought a righteousness that is apart from the law. So Christ is the end of the former righteousness, the former conditions for righteousness to everyone who believes. We are believers. Praise God. Verse 5. It says, "For Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them." The man who doeth what? The deeds of the law, the works of the law, shall live by them. "But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thy heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above? Or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead? But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, and even in thy mouth, and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If thou shalt confess," acknowledge with your mouth, "the Lordship of Jesus Christ, and shalt believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." This is the condition of salvation. The next verse, it says, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, praise the Lord Jesus, unto deliverance, unto this word is the Greek word soteria, and it means deliverer or deliverance, safety, preservation from danger or destruction. So we come out of destruction. Hallelujah. God has redeemed our lives from destruction. So as soon as we acknowledge the Lordship of Jesus Christ, believe with our hearts that righteousness has been given to us as a free gift. Under the law, you needed to do the law completely to be called righteous. Under in Christ, to be born again, we believe that Jesus died for us that we might be made the righteousness of God. So righteousness is credited to our accounts as a free gift. So in Christ, we start off righteous. Under the law, you need to do things to be called righteous. In Christ, we are born righteous. Hallelujah. He said, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever. So everyone is invited to this particular salvation that Jesus brought for us. Anybody can be a Christian, but that person has to call upon the name of the Lord, has to call upon the Lord. Praise the Lord. You don't assume into it. You say you sleep on the same bed. It doesn't change anything. You're not married until you're married. Marriage is a covenant. So don't say, oh, he had been with me for 15 years. He just packed his things and he left. You were never married. You were never married. So you cannot be a Christian or be born again without calling upon the name of the Lord. How shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. I want us to underline that. For Isaiah said, Lord, who had believed our report? They have not all obeyed the gospel. They have not all believed the gospel. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. A Christian is one who has received Jesus Christ as Lord over their lives and have been recreated in Christ Jesus. That person has been given eternal life, which is the very life of God, even God's divine nature. That's a Christian. Hallelujah. That's the root of Christianity. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God, who had reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and had given to us the ministry of reconciliation. He said, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and had committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now, if you come to Christ, God has forgiven you. Glory be to God. God has forgiven men their trespasses and want them to come to Jesus, come to him through the Lord Jesus Christ, that this non-imputation of trespass may become credited to their account. Potentially, every man has been forgiven their sins, but they have to take advantage of it. Praise the Lord. They have to come to God. Amen. Through the Lord Jesus Christ. It says, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. This is how we acquired righteousness. God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to become sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, God, having made us righteous, did not leave us with a consciousness of sin. What do I mean? What I mean is with condemnation. When we're talking about consciousness of sin, we're talking about a condemned heart. Our sins have been forgiven us. He did not impute trespass unto us. We're forgiving people. Jesus said in the book of John. Now let's go to the book of John, John chapter 3, praise God, from verse 1. The Bible says here that there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. There are many people who call themselves Christians today, and when you say, are you born again? They say, I don't know what you're talking about, or they get hostile. Are you angry at us for asking you that, or you're angry at Jesus? Because what you fail to understand is that we did not invent that phrase. He did. And it's a real thing. And you're deceived if you're not born again and you think that somehow when you leave this world, you're going to be in heaven. With what? With what nature? Because this thing is about nature. If you have the nature of sin, the Bible says he who knew no sin, God made to become sin for us. Why? We were sin. Before you got born again, the Bible says that in sin did my mother conceive me. So because of the fall of Adam, you were sin. You and I were sin. Before we gave our lives to Jesus and received the impartation of righteousness and the nature of God. It is not possible for a person who's not born again to live the Christian life. It's not possible. The reason why you call for service, you do worship, and some people can't see why you will stay in the presence of God for an hour, 30 minutes, 2 hours. They say, what are you doing? It's because you're not born again. You don't have the root, so you can't see what we're talking about. So except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He doesn't know what we're talking about. When we say eternal life, he doesn't know what we're talking about. And the Bible says that that person who's not born again is in the flesh. He's living his life in the senses. He's a man of the flesh. He's a woman of the flesh. And the Bible says that they that are, let's go to Romans chapter 8. It says, for they, Romans chapter 8, I'm reading from verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Glory be to God. This is both the law of the commandments and the physical manifestation of sin and death. Praise God. So the law of eternal life, the law of the Spirit of God that is at work in our inner man, has made us free from the law of sin, living a sinful lifestyle and death. Hallelujah. It's a law. There are principles. It's like aircraft still fly even though there's gravity. Why? Because the aircraft is operating a different law. A law that is superior to gravity. So it's still able to fly even though it's not supposed to be flying. Hallelujah, because of gravity, praise God. It says, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. He did away with sin in the flesh. Why was it that the law could not work, or it was weak through the flesh? Why? We're going to find out in a moment. It says that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. The believer has the righteousness of the law embedded in our human spirits. And I'm going to prove that to you in a moment. It's in us. That law of Moses is in us. It has been fulfilled in us. So it's in us. It's in our hearts. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's in us. God has put it in our hearts. He has written it in our minds. So we do by nature that which is written under the law. How many Christians, how many born-again Christians do you know that have idols in their homes? You don't need to tell a believer, thou shalt have no other gods before me, because he can see God. When I say see, not with these eyes, but you see the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Because he's in you. Amen. He said, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. They are minded of things in the senses. All they're thinking about are the senses. They're not thinking about spiritual things. Praise God. He said, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death. You're just operating from your senses. Things you can figure out, things you can think about. Those are the things that because we're going to come into how religion, trying to replace Christianity, brought about some false doctrines that and sects that we have today. Hallelujah. He said, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. That's what we're saying. If you're not born again, you can't live the Christian life. You cannot. You wear yourself out. And one day you become frustrated and you say it doesn't work, and then you head back to your proper nature, which is the nature of the devil, and you just be living for the devil. Except you be born again, these things, you cannot see them. There's no way. How are you going to live the life? Except you're born again. You can't see the kingdom of God. You don't know what we're talking about. When we say, oh, walk in love, then you say, oh, it's good to love everybody you see and anything you see. So anybody can love anybody. You can't see. You have a dog's life. You're trying to live, a lion's life. You're not a Christian. Doesn't matter if you wear a white cassock and a big hat. It doesn't matter. Let it be flowing. Let 10, 20 men be coming behind you when you're walking and they're throwing a lot of incense. You're not a Christian. You might be anything else, but you're not a Christian. You say, oh, don't judge. You are joking. You want to wait until you get over there. I better tell you right now. It says, it is not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. It doesn't have the ability to do that. It doesn't have that nature. That was why the law was frustrated by the flesh. Because the law is spiritual, but those who are operating it are carnal men. So it became frustrated. But God said, anyway, I give you the law, not because I thought you were going to be able to do it, but I wanted sin to become evident. The Bible says, where there is no law, there cannot be a transgression. He wanted man to know that man was sinful. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. He didn't say they will not please God. He said they cannot. They cannot. There's no other way to put it. If you marry an unbeliever, you will get an unbeliever relationship. Because the person can't please God. You want to go to church on Sundays, they want to just go belly up in the sun somewhere, or they want to go for a walk. Why do you want to spoil a good thing? Just going to church all the time. What is that? They can't see. No matter what you say, they can't see what you're seeing. You come to church, you raise up your hands, they can't see. To them, it's boring. Why? They don't have the nature of God. They don't have the Spirit of God in their human spirit. It's like a fish on land. It says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If you're born again, you're in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. If you're not born again by the Spirit of the Lord, you don't belong to Jesus. Even if you go to church and you have a big cross around your neck and you've gone to church all your life, you are none of his. You're a pretender. If Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Glory be to God. Therefore, brethren, we're debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now let me go back to the Christian. These things are spiritual things. They are in our spirits. Hallelujah. They're in our spirits.